Blog Talk Radio.
Out there, and welcome to the New Yorker. Hey, we're excited to be able to have you join us tonight, and I want to make a few announcements before we bring on our hostess with the mostest. Hey, you know, last week we did a short 15-minute show that kicked off the new year to just let you know that, hey, we're still here and going to be, you know, moving this show forward. Was a new show that we developed here on Home Based Business 101 towards the end of 2010. And last week, throughout the course of the week, through the archives and live listens and other people that chimed in, 562 people checked out this particular show. So, I mean, last week, this show had the number out of all of the shows we did here on Home Based Business 101. Had the most traffic, but we also want to thank our 26,435 listeners who have been listening to a show here on Home Based Business 101 since our inception on November the 3rd of 2007. Yes, we're going into our fourth year of using this platform to share information with people about home based business laws and home-based business laws, tax laws and rules and things that help people save money and also make money. And without any further ado, I want to bring up our host for the New Yorker, and that's Miss Gail Walker. Gail, how you doing this evening?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm great. It's just good to be here, and a very exciting time for us here on ZamZoo. And in New York, the Jets are in the playoffs. The Knicks are doing good. Hey.
Yeah, I mean, you know, hey, the Jets, they won and sent Peyton Manning home for the season. So, I mean, you know, a lot of it's both of the two Super Bowl teams that played in the Super Bowl last year, they get the rest this year. So
yep.
I guess people are excited up there in New York with you know, with the Jets being in there, and see how they make out next week when they go up to cold New England. But and so, what do you have on tap for us tonight that you want to share with our listening audience, and especially the New York listening audience? And
well, you know, the new year is here. You know, the Rockefeller Center tree is down. It's turned into mulch, and everyone has made their New Year's resolutions or promises or whatever it is, goal setting, you know, what have you. And, you know, one of the biggest things that is on the list most of the time every year, including myself, is improving our health and looking at different ways to improve our health, you know. And ZAMZOO is a part of that as well, because we have products that, you know, can assist everyone in improving their health and wellness, which is very important. Very important.
And there's a couple events that's coming up that the company is having to help enlighten people around this whole health conscious, health awareness piece. You want to share one of those with us?
Well, we'll be having some events that will be occurring online January 17th through the 31st, and it will be focusing on health and wellness. And, you know, there'll be more information coming out about that, but it looks like it's going to be very exciting, because it'll be featuring the products that we have and how it can be used to improve our health. You know, I've begun using some of the products already, and as well as my family, and I see differences, so that's good.
Okay. On we have on our ZAMZOO shopping portal, there's a special tab that people can click that deals with this. That tab, what's the wellness tab, right?
Yeah, the wellness tab.
Okay. Yeah, and if people were to go there right now, you want to give them out a site that they can go to, those that are listening, and then I can put it also in the chat room. They click that wellness tab, there's going to be a series of live webinars that's going to be done by one of the companies that we have called Renew Life, the digestive care company. And they're having one starting Wednesday, January the 12th. Excuse me, I had to sneeze there a second.
Okay,
Wednesday,
God
January
bless.
The 12th, they have Start Your New Year with Cleansing and Detoxing for Vibrant Health. Thursday, January the 13th, they start your New Year diet with Fiber 35 Natural Weight Loss Program. Wednesday, there's a webinar, January the 19th, start your New Year diet with Total Diet Success Program. Thursday, January the 20th, is start your New Year diet with Total Diet Success Program. They're doing that particular webinar Wednesday, Thursday, and then Wednesday and Thursday of the following week. On the wellness tab, what are some of the other items, if you don't mind taking a moment to share with people, some of the other wellness companies that we have to offer people, since we're on this topic of health and wellness, so that people can know some of the things that they can choose from?
Oh, yeah. Well, Nutraceutics is one of my favorites on the health and wellness tab. And we have definitely been utilizing some of their products. My son recently, about 2 months ago, was hospitalized with a digestive system ailment. And it was really something the doctor, he was hospitalized, and the doctor said, well, when you go home, I want you to start taking Activia every day because it has probiotics. And I looked at it and I said, well, you know, my business, we have a probiotic product, and I ordered it, and the BioGaia probiotic chewable tablets, and he takes it every single day. And when he went back to his doctor and they did more tests, and, you know, he was improving. So that just shows you a lot of these products are really very good. I've also been using the Aloe Sea Defense, because, you know, it's cold season. And everybody in my office is coughing and hacking and whatever, and I hear I have those packets. I throw it in some water, and it builds up your immune system. So there's just so many of the products with the Nutraceutics that's good. Also, we have Shea Organics. And Shea Organics has non-toxic products, items for the household, baby products. When I had to go to a couple of baby showers, I actually bought those products. I bought the baby shampoo, the baby oil. What was the third thing? And the bath, for the bath, you know, and it's non-scented. And one of the mothers, she really was very impressed with it because, you know, her baby has sensitive skin like she does. So it worked very well. She liked the way her baby's skin felt after that. And, of course, we have alkaline water, which I am drinking some right now. The alkaline water sticks, and we have the alkaline water machine, which sells considerably less than the competitor's machine, much less.
And what are the advantages of people drinking alkaline water? For some people out in our listening audience, and you know, well, alkaline water, whoop-de-doo, big deal. What's that? I mean, you know, for those people that don't know, and enlighten out, you know, the listening audiences to the advantages of drinking alkaline water, and you know, with this pH perfect program, what it's designed, well, not what it's designed, but what it actually does for people.
Well, alkaline water is the type of water that most of the water we get from the tap water, from the tap, has fluorides and various things in it. And the alkaline water, what it does is it moves it from the acidic type to the alkaline, which agrees much better in our bodies. So various physical ailments and diseases and conditions cannot exist in an alkaline state. So that's one way of improving our health. I happen to had spoken to a friend of mine who I didn't even solicit this testimony, who told me her mother had been having problems with a diabetic ulcer on her foot. And someone had suggested that she use alkaline water to do her daily diabetic foot care and clean her wound out. And she did it, and she would bring the jugs of water to the home. And do you know that the diabetic ulcer cleared up? And I thought that was fascinating. I didn't even solicit that testimony from her, but she just offered it up. I'm like, wow. So, you know, these are just different ways that we can use to improve our health.
And yeah, our health is so important. It's so, so important. I mean, I've got a couple of family members right now who, you know, dealing with some health situations, and so that alkaline water could really make a difference in people's lives, and just taking and getting, you know, the acidic stuff that's in our system out.
And our bodies is mostly made of water.
Mm-hmm.
So is water any nutritionist will tell you it's very important, number one, that you drink enough water every day. And most of us don't. You know, we like our sugary drinks and our sodas and coffee and, you know, those various things. Most of us don't drink enough water. And it leads to so many problems, digestive problems. And,
right.
You know, we end up actually, we think we're hungry, but instead, we're dehydrated. We're not really hungry. We're dehydrated, which causes you to eat more because you think you're satisfying your hunger. And any weight loss program, one of the first things they tell you, make sure you drink 6 to 8 glasses of water. Now, they don't add the alkaline water, but now we know how important alkaline water is and how it can also help our bodies to heal and to, you know, progress in a healthy manner. So, you know, we just have to be diligent and use the alkaline sticks or purchase the machine.
Yeah, so water is so important to drink water. I drink about a gallon a day. So I know the importance of the water. What else do we have on the wellness tab there? You mentioned nutraceutics, you mentioned Shea Organics, and you mentioned the alkaline water, and I had covered the Renew Life. And is there anything else that's on the wellness tab?
Yeah, there's also another product, which is kind of new to us, the Clear products, which is it's a homeopathic herbal products and formulated to help relieve specific health issues like sinus and ear or migraine, headache, restless leg syndrome, motion sickness, digestive aid, detox, energy, that type of thing. So this is like homeopathic remedies. So, again, you know, a lot of the medications, and I'm a nurse, you know, I will not be one to say don't take medications, or because I know the good that medications can do for people. Mm-hmm. I mean, people were dying before when we didn't have antibiotics, or people were getting sick when they didn't have a polio vaccine. But on the other hand, there are some medications that are too strong for people or maybe too toxic for certain people. And we know in the Western culture, we kind of frown against homeopathic and herbal remedies. But we know other cultures, they utilize it. And it helps. So there has to be a healthy balance of both. And I think products like this, you know, of course you have to discuss with your doctor because there are certain combinations that are not good. Always discuss that with your doctor. Let your doctor know what herbal and homeopathic remedies you're taking. But I think it's also could be part of a good, healthy program.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else on the wellness tab before we go to station?
Let me see. I think that is that. Those are all the products that's on the wellness tab.
Okay, and what's the date again for the wellness broadcast?
I'm seeing there's several dates, and it seems it's ranging from January 17th to the 31st.
Right, and people need to go to www.zamzutv.com, and I think they'll start broadcasting at 10 o'clock on the 17th and run all the way up to that Monday broadcast to come back on each and every hour. And one of the things that people can do is make sure that they get their blessing and their gift so that we can be able to hook you up with a free gift and a site in which you use to purchase these products. And when we give people a free gift and a site that blesses them to be able to actually purchase these products, besides the health part, and, you know, the blessings that they receive from using them, what are some of the financial benefits they get from being able to purchase these products off of a site that we could give them?
Well, the specialty products that we have, they give pretty lucrative bonuses. I know to purchase, let's say if someone purchases the alkaline machine, a free agent would get, I believe it's a $260 commission off of purchasing. Ooh. Yeah, that's a big, I mean, sell a couple of those a month. And, you know, the alkaline water stick brings you like $13 and change for each stick that is purchased off your site. So these are pretty lucrative bonuses. And as well with the other products we were discussing, nutraceutics gives good bonuses, you know, and that's something that, you know, people will buy over and over. Once you get someone who uses, like, for instance, in my case, I'm going to be buying that BioGaia every month. So I'm a, you know, recurring customer. So this is how free agents can create customers and create income for themselves.
Okay. Well, we're going to go to station break here, and when we come back, you better tell us about what's happening on Broadway. Hey, people, you're listening to Home Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Home Based Business 101 is part of the Movements Unlimited business outreach shows that we do here under the Home Based Business 101 banner. And Movements Unlimited is, again, it's a 501c3 nonprofit youth and family development corporation that's been in existence for over 20 years, specializing in motivating young people and helping families secure great futures. And if you want to know more about Movements Unlimited, you can go to www.movementsunlimited.com and find out about all of the things that we're doing with young people. Got a special program that we're working on, and we'll have more details about that in about another week or so, in which we're raising money to sponsor young people across the country and businesses such as the one that me and Gail is in, and Zamzu, and a couple other businesses that we have targeted and talked to some people so that we can teach young people another way to earn money besides the traditional J-O-B. And so, hey, we thank you again for tuning in to our business outreach show, and I'm turning back over to Gail and find out what's happening on Broadway. What's happening on Broadway, Gail?
Oh, there's so much happening on Broadway. I just wanted to talk about one of the plays that's been garnering a lot of attention in the news recently. I'm quite sure everybody's heard about the Spider-Man play, Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark. That's the name of the play. And, you know, it's been plagued with some injuries since it's been since it's open. Well, it hasn't really officially opened. Right now it's still in the previews. But the thing about it is based on the Marvel Comics and the Spider-Man, you know, we all know about Spider-Man from Marvel Comics, okay? And the play utilizes a lot of special effects and acrobatic type stunts, and unfortunately that's where some of the accidents had, you know, taken place. It had $65 million budget. Can you imagine that?
A $65 million budget for a play?
For a play.
That's kind of money you used to have out for a movie.
Usually it's okay. For a movie, but they have put so much in it because they're doing things in this play that's never been done before, interacting with the audience in such a way and what have you. And, you know, with the exception of the mishaps, it's really funny. No one has complained about the play itself. That's the thing. You've not heard anything negative about the play itself. It's just, you know, some of these accidents that occurred. But, you know, the actors are standing behind it, including the young man that was injured, and he said, listen, it's a good play, and, you know, it just was one of those things. But it really seems like something that's very interesting to see. You know, I can't imagine just going to a play and seeing people flying around over my head while I'm in the audience. You know, I mean, you know. But
yeah, it's
that'll
enough
get your
to be
attention.
One of the movies with the 3D glasses on.
Oh, yeah, that's... so, but, yeah, it's playing at Foxwood Theater right in the heart of Times Square. Like I said, you know, we're going to see that the opening has actually been delayed because some of the problems they had, you know. But it really is, it seems to be... You know, people are liking it, so I think that's something people can consider going to see. But there's so many plays on Broadway.
And is there a place on, again, on the Zamzu e-commerce site where people can go to get their tickets?
Of course. That's our Tickets Now. Actually, I think we have more than one store that you can purchase tickets, but Tickets Now is one of them. And you can, as soon as you get on your free Zamzu site, actually that is the first box all the way on the extreme right. And it'll say Tickets Now, and you can see what the tickets that are available for that Broadway play or any other, all the Broadway plays.
And I know Tickets Now, they pay a 10%. Commission payout, which means that people get 30% of the 10%. So whatever you spend, if you spend $100 on your tickets, the company gets back $10, and then you would get three of that.
So that's a
nice deal. And at the same time, if you got a group of people that want to go, you can have them get their tickets from off of, you know, your site through Tickets Now. So that's very, very
and
powerful.
And groups often, yes, because a lot of these plays that are on Broadway, groups, you know, whether they're nonprofit groups or churches or religious institutions, often go in, you know, in groups and make, you know, make an evening, you know, in Manhattan, maybe with the dinner and with the play, you know, for celebrations or even for fundraising or what have you. So if you were a ZAMZOO free agent, oh, that's a pretty lucrative deal you got right there.
Right, all right. As we wind down here, people, we have a new email address for this show. For those of you out there that's listening and, you know, hey, you like to tell us about how you're enjoying the show, you can go to The New Yorker at movementsunlimited.com. That's T-H-E, New Yorker at movementsunlimited.com. And, you know, tell us know how you're enjoying the show and your comments and things like that. As you know, we normally give away a restaurant certificate, and we're working on a way to revamp that so that those of you that are not listening live, but those that are listening in the archives, that we can come up with a way that you can qualify to receive the gift certificate, and then even if you're not in the New York area, we'll find a restaurant in your area that honors restaurant.com. And, you know, make sure you get hooked up. We just got to work out the details, and, you know, we'll work those details out so we can have those together for next week. But what you can do is make sure that, you know, if you want to communicate with us, to go to the email address, which is thenewyorker at movementsunlimited.com. That's movementsunlimited.com, and you can let me or Gail, you can email us, let me and Gail know what, you know, what do you think about the show and your comments concerning the show. Also, if you like to keep track of other information that we have, Gail has a blog in which she shares a lot of valuable information. And Gail, get people the blog information out so they'll know how to access your blog.
Surely. My blog website is myzamzoobiz.blogspot.com. That's myzamzoo, ZAMZUU, B as in boy, IZ, dot, B as a boy again, LOGSPOT.com.
Okay. Hey, people, until the next time, we thank you for tuning in to our show here, The New Yorker. We hope that you got something out of tonight's show, and, you know, stay tuned and stay abreast of the wellness information that our company is going to be sponsoring and coming out with, so that, you know, that you can start your new year off right and, you know, be as healthy as possible. Anything you'd like to share with the listening audience before I bring up and close out with the theme song, Gail?
Well, that's basically it. I just want to give my condolences out to the families in Arizona that suffered that loss from that crazed gunman. You know, I think everybody is keeping those families in their prayers at this point in time.
Amen, amen. So true, so true, so true. All right, and hey, it's been a pleasure, and I'm gonna bring up our theme song. And until next week, listen, audience, take care. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to The New Yorker.
See you next time.